It's Carson in the Morning on KCMO.
609. Had some nasty rain coming through the area. Just unbelievable. Really, really bad this morning. Earlier, if you were out and about or if you were awoken by it, we had some pretty heavy thundershowers moving through the area, and some still exist. 87 degrees later on, 83 tomorrow. Slight chance of rain as the Royals are back in town. And then on Wednesday, 84 degrees. Currently, it is 77 degrees in Lee Summit, 71 in Overland Park, and 70 degrees in Olathe this morning. So Olathe is a little bit cooler than the rest of the metro. We'll, yeah, definitely it happens. Okay, a couple of things this weekend. Ant-Man kicked butt. Paul Rudd, come on, Kansas City native, now is a major star, major star. Ant-Man, yes, I know, it's a Marvel movie, it's all that, but think about this. Think about what this guy had to overcome. A Marvel character that has powers that are laughable, all right? Okay, Ant-Man, that's a punchline. Ant-Man is a punchline. Remember in the original Saturday Night Live cast, they parodied it 40 years ago. And they said, Ant-Man, oh, all the powers of a human being and the size of an ant. Okay, so Ant-Man, who wants to go see Ant-Man? There was a cartoon called The Tick, very funny, but it parodied itself. Ant-Man, you're thinking Ant-Man. Really? Ant-Man? Ant-Man kicked butt this week. It's like Termite Man. What? Roach Man! Roach Man! What are you going to do with that? But Paul Rudd was able to pull it off. Ant-Man made $58 million this weekend. I love it. Love it. He's a big deal.
Yeah, I saw Ant-Man over the weekend, actually.
Did you?
I never go see superhero movies. I don't like them. I think they're silly.
They are your antithesis. You do not like superhero movies. I can't believe you saw this.
I saw this movie. Well, it was a family outing. I mean, I was
drugged,
kicking and screaming, first
you took
of all.
The boys.
And we did the AMC Ward Parkway. There's an AMC down by Ward Parkway Center.
Okay.
All right. I haven't been down there for years.
Yeah.
They have recliners. Like, every seat's a recliner. And you can, like, you have a button control. You can actually literally lay yourself down to a full reclining position.
Oh, man.
So I figured, I mean, by the way, I see all my movies at the Cinemark. And the Cinemark, because it's like $4.
Yeah, exactly.
To see a movie at the Plaza Cinemark, which is where I go.
Yeah.
$10 a pop for matinee.
Sure.
To have the luxury of reclining. So, yeah, I don't know.
So did you fall asleep?
No, well, that was why I wanted to. I was saying, you know what? If the movie's bad, I'll just recline fully down and I'll sleep.
Yes.
But it was actually pretty good. I enjoyed it. Because, just what you said, the movie had a sense of humor.
Okay.
Those Avengers movies are stupid. They take themselves so seriously.
I know, dude.
It's a movie about two cartoon characters that are fighting each other. That's the Avengers.
Yep.
So it's like, why does it have to be so serious? This movie knew that it was about a ridiculous superhero, and it had jokes as such.
There were
some laugh-out-loud moments.
Yeah, I saw this, I think, where the Ant-Man was fighting this other guy, and they were at the railroad tracks, and the train was approaching them, and they're, and then all of a sudden you realize it's just a kid's train track.
It was Thomas the Train Engine.
I love that.
There's a juxtaposition of that, of the epic battles they were having, and then he'd go back to like real size, and you're like, oh, wow, this is really lame, actually, to actually watch it as a normal-sized human being.
Yes.
Paul Rudd was probably the weakest link of the movie, though.
Really?
Yeah, he's not super charismatic, I think, to be a leading man, per se.
All right. Okay.
But he did fine. It was good. The supporting cast was good. Straight jokes were written for the movie.
Gotcha.
And I knew it would be as such. There was a Hispanic guy, Michael Pena.
Yeah.
He was hilarious every time he's on screen.
Yeah.
Just a funny supporting role. And I didn't realize this until the credits rolled, but Adam McKay was a co-writer on the movie. Adam McKay wrote Anchorman.
All right.
So that explained a lot. Once I saw the movie, I went, that movie was surprisingly funny. And then it says written by, four people wrote it. I'm sure they had Adam McKay come in and punch up some of the jokes at the end of the process. But, you know, Paul Rudd was in Anchorman. He played one of the characters. So they work well to with each other, and it was funny. It was very worth watching.
Well, I was reading a piece, a bunch of reviews this weekend. And listen, Jared, I know you're a hard nut to crack when it comes to movies. You know, because you have, and I'm not joking, you are, you know, you're a smart guy, and superhero moves are stupid to you. There are some movies it's stupid to you. If you like this remotely, I know that most people are going to go, oh, my God, this is fantastic. Because you're picky. You're picky. I know that.
Definitely one of the best superhero movies I've seen. I mean, it's lighthearted and fun. It was what it should be.
Good.
Like I said, I just don't like the seriousness of the other ones. Why is it going to be so serious? It's about a green guy that gets mad and, like, grows and big. Like, that doesn't need a serious recounting.
I know. Exactly. Well, so now you would say that it's worth actually paying for rather than waiting for it to, you could pay for it on TV or waiting for the DVD.
Yeah, find a matinee showing. That's like $5, it's $5 well spent, I'd say.
All right, that is a glowing review, seriously.
Oh, kids enjoyed it, too. It was very good. There's nothing inappropriate about it for a kid. Right. I mean, Brody's 4, and it kept his attention. I was really kind of on the fence about taking him, but I read plenty of reviews. They said it was fairly clean. It was pretty clean.
How did he react when Ant-Man was killed by the raid Ant and Roach killer at the end?
Oh, no.
Was that hard for him to take?
See,
oh, did I just let that out? Oh, my God. Sorry,
that's a big spoiler.
Sorry.
They shot him with Raid Roach killer at the very end of the movie. That's, wow. I can't believe you dropped that bomb.
All right, coming up, Ben Shapiro is threatened by a transsexual. He is a writer for Breitbart. He's a great. This audio is just spectacular. You know, you talk about the LGBT bullies that are out there and thought censorship. This is a very interesting exchange that took place this weekend. We will share. Also, Missouri is the puppy mill capital of the U.S. We'll get to details on that. It's 6:16. Carson in the Morning. Let's do another check right now. Traffic on KCMO.
This is Carson in the Morning.
Nasty weather moving through the area. Hopefully the worst is over, man. I mean, what the heck happened this morning? Heavy, heavy rain moving through the area. And I'm not going to say there's a flash flood warning, flash flood watch. Here's the deal. If you are in an area that's prone to flooding, you're probably going to flood this morning. It's wow, nasty, nasty. 87 degrees later on. I guess the chance for rain is going to move out of the area tomorrow, 83, and then on Wednesday, 84 degrees. It'll edge closer to 90 by week's end, but not really as hot as it has been the last few days. Coming up very shortly, trim your bushes to cut crime. Trim your bushes, ladies and gentlemen. Did you realize that foliage could be causing crime? All right, we'll share the details on that very shortly on the show. Also, Kansas politician Kevin Yoder does a no-duh, says that recruitment centers for the military probably ought to have some guns there. Probably ought to have maybe a sidearm. I'm just saying, because you are in the military, and military, usually they defend us with guns. I'm just saying. So we'll share that very shortly on the radio program. By the way, it is currently 81 degrees in Kansas City, and it is 71 in Olathe this morning. So if you're in Olathe, realize a little cooler than the rest of the area. So Ben Shapiro is the editor-at-large at Breitbart. This is one of the reasons I don't want to be a pundit. I really don't want to be a pundit. Punditry sucks. You got to debate a bunch of stupid people on television, and they're looking for sound bites, and I don't want to be a pundit. I have an opinion, but I don't want to be a pundit. And you got to talk to people who, you know, are just irritating. You know, like Alan Combs. He's a space alien. And I don't want to debate Alan Combs. Shut up, Alan Combs. Ben Shapiro is talking on the Dr. Drew show. Dr. Drew is a sex therapist. Had a radio show forever. Now he's got a TV show. He was talking about transgenderism, and Dr. Drew's discussing Caitlyn Jenner. And sorry, I had to say the name today. We're trying to be a Caitlyn Jenner free zone. I know, but this is worthy of commentary. I won't say it again. All right, we won't say that person's name again. But they were discussing the ESPYs and Arthur Ashe's Courage Award. And Ben Shapiro was debating with, are you ready for this? Okay, hold on. It's a transgender person. Transgender reporter for Inside Edition and helicopter pilot. can you quantify transgenderism in a better way than saying that this person is an Inside Edition reporter and a helicopter pilot? I mean, were they an Inside Edition reporter before and they became a helicopter pilot, or was it the other way? As an Inside Edition reporter, did they identify as a helicopter pilot? I don't know. But anyway, the pilot is named Zoe Tour. Not the most feminine-looking woman in the world. Okay, just saying. I'm thinking Zoe might have been a dude at some point. I could be wrong. But Zoe Tour is a transgender, and Ben Shapiro's a slight little man. Kind of like Jared, I guess, a little bit, you know. Maybe even slighter than Jared. Jared's not terribly slight. He's kind of slight. But Ben Shapiro is debating Caitlyn Jenner, whether Caitlyn Jenner should have got this award during Thursday's edition of Dr. Drew On Call. And this exchange happened where Zoe Tour, the Inside Edition reporter and helicopter pilot, actually threatened Ben Shapiro. Here's the audio.
But even so, you have a thing like Klinefelter's syndrome. So you don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
You're not educated on genetics.
Would you actually discuss the genetics?
No.
Your genetics?
Whoa!
So I'd stay away from the genetics and back to the brain scans.
You cut that out now, or you'll go home in an ambulance.
Yeah, that seems mildly inappropriate for a political discussion.
No, I know. Well, yeah. But wait, to be fair, you're actually being
kind
of rude.
You're
horrible.
And that's not fair.
I'm sorry. It's not rude to say that someone who is biologically a male is a male.
Okay. This is where we've come in the country, that if you say that someone who is genetically a male, okay, and if you listen to Zoe Tour, I mean, really? Is there any doubt? That if you say that you have man parts, if you say that someone is born a male, and you say that because of chromosomes, that you are a specific gender, then you will be physically threatened. Ben Shapiro was physically threatened by Zoe Tour, who is a reporter for Inside Edition and helicopter pilot. Reporter for Inside Edition and helicopter pilot threatened Ben Shapiro. We're going to hear.
He was being antagonistic, though.
Yes, but you don't threaten someone. If you talk like that again, I'm going to send you home in an ambulance. And by the way, I'm trans. Come on. You don't threaten somebody. Come on, Jared.
No. The threat's too far, but if Ben Shapiro had been punched in the face,
yes,
I wouldn't have cried a single tear for Ben Shapiro. Like, you kind of get what you're asking for. If you look at a big trans person and you know they don't want you to call them sir, and you look at them in the face and you say, one time at a bar, I was completely in the wrong in this instance.
Okay.
But one time at a bar,
yes,
I just called the guy Trevor for some reason. I knew his name was Tyler, but I was kind of messing with him. He was a guy I just didn't like, and I kept calling him Trevor, like, kind of accidentally forgetting his name. I did it, like, 25 times, and he eventually, like, threw his chair down and was about to throw down, and we got kicked out of the bar.
Wow.
I was wrong. Like, I knew what I was doing. I was trying to make the guy mad. I was trying to get a rise out of him.
Yes.
He gave me what I wanted.
Yes.
Ben Shapiro was trying to make this trans individual mad at him.
Listen, I get your point, Jeremy, but here's the deal.
been a long time.
It has been, right? I've been calling you the right name. We will hear the audio again. Get your thoughts on it. 576-7710. It's 620-628. Let's do another check of right now traffic on KCMO.
Thank you, Carson. Plenty of wet weather accidents this morning. 435 north and southbound, they're still having a problem there. That's past Truman Road, 435 north and southbound. 470 eastbound past Raytown Road, an accident there causing quite the backup. 470 eastbound past Raytown Road. Also, K-10 westbound there at 435. They have the left lane closed with an accident at that location as well. K-10 westbound at 435. Take it easy this morning. Back to you, Rob.
So, Jacob, I understand where you're coming from on this. Can you imagine this song coming out, this coming out? Can you imagine this song by Aerosmith coming out in 2015, Dude Looks Like a Lady? There would be protests in the street. Remember this song?
Steven Tyler is the most transsexual looking non-transsexual ever, right? Like, he looks feminine, very feminine. He's wearing a dress, for God's sake.
Dennis, he looks more like Caitlyn Jenner than Caitlyn Jenner does.
I know. And he's never had Botox on his lips.
Dear God.
I don't understand Mick Jagger. And Steven Tyler,
yeah.
And there's a few guys, these rock star guys, I don't think they're drug addicts, right? I mean, I'm sure they've done their fair share of drugs, but like, there's no way that Tyler is a heroin addict. He couldn't have been a heroin addict for...
No, they're sober now.
Right, sober now, exactly. Yeah. So it's not like he's been using for 40-plus years. He would be dead. He'd be in a body bag.
Yeah.
How is it possible that he hasn't gained any weight?
I don't know.
Right? Like, at a picture of, just name the person. Like, I look at a picture of Dan Rather Dan Rather was 25 and Dan Rather now, and Dan Rather's like, you know, 50 pounds heavier.
Well,
look at Tyler's the same. I say maybe skinnier than when he was in his 20s. How's that possible?
I don't know.
Running around on stage for the last 50 years.
Yeah.
I mean, both of them are extremely active on stage.
The funny thing, guys, you know, that we associate rock with masculinity. We go to see Aerosmith in concert. All right, we go to see Mick Jagger and the Rolling Stones. We ride our Harleys there, and guys are there. They have tattoos with like Aerosmith on it, and they are the lead singers are just the most feminine that you could possibly imagine. I mean, does that make any sense? It's kind of weird.
David Bowie's practically a woman. And
well,
I love David Bowie.
I remember when I was a kid, and I used to see, you know, Queen, and I'm like, I never thought that Freddie Mercury was gay or effeminate, but then I went, you know, I became an adult, and I said, oh, their name was Queen. Okay, I get it. Okay, all right. But back to the point, Ben Shapiro was threatened by a transgender Inside Edition reporter and helicopter pilot because he said, basically, what about your genetics? What about your genetics? We'll have to return to this later because it's just we'll play it again. If you haven't heard it, it's hilarious to hear someone being threatened like that. Tons more on the show. Missouri is a puppy mill capital. Kevin Yoder, Kansas politician, says recruitment centers need to be armed. Duh. It's coming up. Carson in the Morning. KCMO.
Let me hear you.
Call the show at 576-7710. This is Carson in the Morning on KCMO.
Girls will be boys and boys will be girls. It's a mixed up world of sugar, world of temperature.
Oh, yeah. It is a mixed up world, ladies and gentlemen. On television now, you can have a guy dressed in a dress saying that he's a woman. And if you say anything, you'll be physically threatened. It's a weird world, man. Sorry, you know, you're transgender super duper looper. I don't care. Great, you're trans. You identify as a man or a woman and you're I don't care. Remember MASH? Jared, I know you're a young guy and MASH was off the air, I think, right after you were born. Remember Corporal Klinger? What did Corporal Klinger do to prove that he was insane so he could get out of the military? What did he do? Did he go into a post office and shoot a bunch of people? Was he a paranoid schizophrenic? No, he wore a dress. Yes, it's a little dated, I realize that, but there was a time where a man wore a dress and they'd call you nuts. Now, if you say, wow, you're a pretty manly-looking woman in your size 12 heels with your big, bulky hands, and you still have your man junk, but, you know, you're still guy in a dress, you get attacked. It's a weird time to live, and again, I don't care if you're transsexual, I don't care if you're gay, who cares? But Ben Shapiro appears on Thursday's Dr. Drew On Call. He's a writer for Breitbart, and, you know, yeah, he's not a big deal. I like Ben Shapiro's work, but they had a panel there discussing the Arthur Ashe Courage Award for, I'm not going to say the name, for a former Olympic athlete who now identifies as a woman. He was on the Wheaties box, and he was on a reality television show, and he has a new television show coming out. But this person got the Arthur Ashe Courage Award, and they were debating it on the Dr. Drew On Call show. Ben Shapiro was there, and reporter for Inside Edition and helicopter pilot Zoe Tour got into a heated debate over this athlete who now identifies to be a woman. And actually physically threatened Ben Shapiro. Here's the exchange again.
But even so, you have a thing like Klinefelter's syndrome. So you don't know what you're talking about. You're not educated on genetics.
Would you actually discuss the genetics?
Well, no.
Your genetics?
I'd stay away from the genetics and back to the brain scans.
You cut that out now, or you'll go home in an ambulance.
Yeah, that seems mildly inappropriate for a political discussion.
No, I know. Well, yeah. But wait, to be fair, but to,
you,
but to be
are,
fair, wait, but to be fair,
you
but,
are,
but to be
you
fair, you're being, actually being kind
hey guys.
Of rude.
Okay. Okay. No, no, no.
And that's
no, no,
not
no.
fair.
I'm sorry. It's not rude to say that someone who is biologically a male is a male.
Okay. Now, yes, Ben Shapiro being slightly provocative in stating the obvious. Right? In stating the obvious. Now we can't state the obvious. We can't state the obvious anymore. We can't say, you're a guy in a dress with extensions. Now that's being provocative. You know, that's being provocative. Now,
it's Jerry, rude.
No, it's not. Because,
well, Carson, I'm not a religious guy, right?
No,
think there's a lot of science to suggest that we've evolved.
What do you
say? Slowly over the course of time.
Wait. Hold on. This is why I don't eat apples.
Yeah.
But go ahead.
There's a lot of scientific evidence to suggest that we have all just evolved over millions of years.
Yes.
If I went into a church
yes.
and I looked at a pastor and I said, we evolved, we're all monkeys, I would expect that pastor to be kind of offended by that, right? Like, now, I'm not saying anything untrue.
Yeah.
I'm just saying something to that guy that he would take offense to. And I understand that. And I don't do that.
But you realize that Inside Edition reporter and helicopter pilot Zoe Tur said that you are ignorant of genetics. And Ben Shapiro said, but you have this chromosome and the other person. And you, so I don't blame Ben Shapiro for saying, what's your genetic makeup say? Because if this person is going to answer the question correctly, then genetically, he's going to have to say, I'm a guy. But he identifies as a woman, therefore it makes him a woman, and that's where the tiff came from. So
the idea that we have to accept transgenders as heroes or courageous, that's where the movement loses me. I'm not sure why they're going that far in that direction, because my whole life I've heard tolerance. And I believe in tolerance.
Sure.
I think we should all be tolerant.
Sure.
But just because you tolerate something doesn't mean you have to throw a parade and call them heroes. And that's that's the part where I'm scratching my head.
Well, and also,
Again, I don't think Bruce Jenner was a hero
no.
for doing what he did. I think he's a rich guy that had a lot of money, and this is what he wanted to spend it on.
I'll tell you. You know, and you said you would, if it were worth $100 million, you'd tuck your junk and get some breast implants and pretend you were a girl all day long.
I would probably opt for a McLaren over a vagina, but, I mean, that, you know, look, I'm not in that position. You're right. I don't have that much money. Maybe if I did, I'd say Bugatti or, well, that is a nice shiny-looking vagina there. I'm gonna gloss over this Bugatti. Now, I think I might be a car guy. But, hey, Bruce Jenner's not a car guy. He went the road less traveled.
Yes.
Pun intended.
Well, yeah, and it probably hasn't been traveled for a while. But the thing is, I don't know. The world's upside down. If you have a penis, you can't be called a man anymore. You can be called a woman. If you have a vagina, you can be called a dude. It makes no sense whatsoever. It really doesn't. It's just, I don't care. You know, claim to be whatever and get over yourself. You're not a hero. All right. Chaz Bono is not a hero. All right.
And this is an extension of the narcissism I think we all have, though. I don't think it's just this movement. I just think that there's this idea that we're all so special.
Mm-hmm.
It's like you can't be doing something just to do it. You can't just be a member of a group.
No.
This is a heroic cause now. And you say, well, everybody, we're all so caught up in ourselves and what we're doing that tolerance isn't talked about anymore because we don't want to be tolerated. We want to be accepted.
Well,
we want to be proud. We want to be able to we need parades thrown for us. No, you don't. Like, that's part of being an equal is that nobody cares about you.
I'm going to make an announcement here on the show.
Nobody cares about me at all.
I know. But they're
and if I was gay, I wouldn't expect anybody to care about me. If I was trans, I wouldn't expect me to care. Like, nobody cares about anybody. That's true, except that's true.
Hold on. Are you saying you were hired at Cumulus Broadcasting as a woman? Is that what you're saying?
That's exactly what I'm saying. Wow, I'm glad you cut that. I'm glad you cut through that.
I get that. And I do want to make an announcement this morning that I am bilingual. I am bilingual. I speak French and English.
Actually. Really?
I do.
A tough time with English, I've noticed from time to time.
Oh my God. This is why I should just make the show in French. It would be much better in French.
Oh, that's your first language. Oh, that makes so much sense now.
All right.
Oh, good.
6:46. Let's do another check right now. Traffic on KCMO.
Carson in the morning on KCMO.
Raining. Where did this come from, right? We had some serious rain, which means awesome whitewater rafting. But wait till the cars kind of leave, the area, if you're going to do that. A lot of areas are flooding. If it's prone to flooding, it's probably flooding this morning. 77 degrees Lee Summit, 74 degrees in Independence, and 71 degrees in Olathe. Olathe, right? It's Olathe? Olathe. Sorry. Bunch of stuff coming up on the radio program, including trim your bushes to fight crime. Ladies and gentlemen, we will explain what that is all about here on the radio show. Did you realize that Missouri is the puppy mill capital of the United States? I lived in Columbia for a number of years right out of college. And I worked with the Humane Society of Columbia. This was in the early 90s. And Missouri was known as the puppy mill capital of the United States then. All right, that's like 22 years ago. Things have not gotten better. This according to a piece from Channel 41. I've got several platforms, several things that I care a lot about. Adopting children, number one. Pro-life. Four children, number one. They're tied for number one, by the way. And then I've got some other things that are very important to me in descending order. Jared's well-being, right at the bottom. Right down there below saving the whales. But puppy mills are a big deal in the state of Missouri. And apparently I had heard, according to the story on Channel 41, Kansas number two on the puppy mill thing. And one of the things that happens in the state of Missouri is dog auctions. Okay, so dog auctions, they do. This, according to Aaron Morris, the Midwest Animal Rescue, just the sheer quantity of animals is overwhelming, and the way they are treated in auction is terrible. This person, this Aaron Morris, says that she's actually seen a dog die on the auction block table. This is a big deal, apparently. Bob Baker, the Missouri Alliance for Animal Legislation, explained why cameras are not welcome because the auctions are very careful. They don't let you bring cameras in because nasty stuff happens at these auctions. There was an auction apparently Saturday. They sold 300 dogs from poodles just a few months old to Yorkies. Cars parked in the lot had license plates from outside of the state. What does that tell you? It tells you that Missouri's lax regulation when it comes to dogs, dog auctions, and puppy mills attracts people from outside of the area. This auction on Saturday, which is being featured in the story from 41, raised $500,000 in dogs sold. They spoke to a number of breeders there, including a breeder from Flying Diamond Kennels that put dogs up for sale. I got one from there's a kennel that I went to. It was probably a mistake. I got a golden retriever. Super Inbreds. Have you ever gotten a dog from there, Jared? Ever been to Super Inbreds?
That does not sound good.
They're a little hip dysplasia, a couple of other little genetic things. Quite lovable, though.
They're cheap.
Quite lovable. But most reputable breeders don't participate in these auctions. However, some do. Now, there have been some attempts to stop puppy mills in the state of Missouri. There was a bill in 2011, the Canine Cruelty Prevention Act, that cut the number of Missouri breeders in half. There are still hundreds of breeders in the state of Missouri that are puppy mills. Again, you know, there are some things that I advocate for. There are some things that I want to make an important part of what I say on the radio show. And one of them is the puppy mill thing.
You're like KC Radio's Sarah McLachlan.
I will be the answer.
Yep.
At the end of the line.
Look, there's a little chihuahua there.
I will be there for
I don't know how they get all these dogs to look so sad in this Sarah McLachlan commercial.
They are really sad dogs.
They have sad eyes. Like, they look up, like, really sad, pathetic looking.
I know. Look at that chihuahua there that has the third eye in its forehead because of inbreeding. Look at how sad he looks. There's a little tear coming down to that eye in the middle of its forehead. Yeah. Get a mutt. That's what I'm trying to say. Get a mutt. All right, 6:55, Carson in the morning. Let's do another check of ride now traffic on KCMO.
Thank you, Carson. Have a laundry list of accidents this morning. 435 northbound at Gregory Boulevard, left lane closed there. 470 westbound at 50 Highway. Eastbound I-70 past Fairfax Trafficway. They have the two right lanes closed there. K-10 westbound at 435 and then 470 eastbound past Raytown Road. It's wet. Slow down. Back to you, Rob.
It'd be a good day to go to, I don't know, Dick's Sporting Goods and get a little kayak going to work this morning. Unbelievable the amount of rain that we've been having. My goodness.
Johnson Drive had a lot of standing water on it as I drove here.
Really?
Johnson Drive's like a major street through Mission. I mean, one lane was completely flooded. I had to switch over. I was legitimately, like, I could not see. There was so much water flying back up at me.
Dennis, what is this?
I had to comment first on Jared's Johnson Drive. It didn't bother me, the rain, you know, because I had to stop at three stoplights between 35 and Metcalf at 3:15 in the morning.
It's important to regulate that traffic because
if
you run that stoplight with no traffic.
And they were full-length stoplights.
I know, but you have to realize that revenue does not stop at 3 in the morning.
Okay, I'm sorry.
You have to be able to be fined in the morning for running a stoplight even though there's no traffic. You have to realize that.
Yes, yes, I know.
I wish people knew our pain coming in this early
in
the morning. We come in this early in the morning because, Dennis, you know, this is my peppy. This happens to me at least once a week where I get stuck just like you. And I don't even have, I only have one stoplight.
Yeah, I said three, actually four if you count the one getting off 35, but it was a pretty quick one.
Today, it actually happened to me today. I got stuck at Lamar, torrential rain. I'm the only car on the road. It's literally 4:05 in the morning.
You know the one that's...
I can't run it, though. Why don't I run it? Why don't I run it?
Because there's going to be a cop sitting somewhere looking.
Waiting for me to run.
Yeah, yeah.
Exactly.
Now, I'm going to make a confession here. Last week, I think it was Thursday morning, I pulled up to a stoplight And right before it changed, I went through it. It was still red.
Well, you're playing with fire, my man.
I know. I know.
You're playing with fire.
At 2:45 in the morning.
Yeah.
You're not allowed to use your discernment at 2:45 in the morning. What? You must wait until the man tells you you can go.
One of my stoplights this morning was from a Chili's on the left and a Subway on the right. And there was nobody there.
Oh, nobody. Man. Well, yeah, it is a little ridiculous this early in the morning. 100%, I get you. Now, we've got a bunch of stuff. I want to mention something. And I'm always about, you know, helping community service, the whole deal, especially community service when it's not court-ordered. And, Dennis, I know where you are on that because, I mean, I've seen you picking up trash on the side of the road and all that sort of stuff. And
I'm wearing my little yellow vest.
Oh, you look super. You really do.
Yes.
Coming up, there was a bit of community service over the weekend. Did you realize that if you don't trim your bushes, you could be harboring criminals? Did you realize that, Dennis? Coming up,
I will counterpoint you on this one.
What, on the trimming your bushes?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, bring it.
Yeah.
Bring it.
No, not now. I mean, when we discuss it.
Do you keep your bushes trimmed?
That's a question I think is a little personal.
We will get to that very shortly on the show. Also, Juan Williams on the Chattanooga shootings. He doesn't understand why military recruiters should have guns. Hillary Clinton's latest whopper. You thought the I want to join the Marines thing was funny? Oh, my God. It gets better. The woman is pathological. Rainy Monday morning. Carson in the morning. Stick around.